Catalyst Fund is an early stage inclusive fintech accelerator. And so with the support of MasterCard Foundation, which is based in the U.S. but has a presence in Ghana, there are different country offices. So with the support of MasterCard Foundation, we're able to launch this program. They bring the support of $4.3 million, and we're able to launch this inclusive digital commerce accelerator in Ghana.
What do you think are the prospects of this program?
So Catalyst Fund, as an accelerator, brings a proven model to accelerating early stage inclusive fintech companies in emerging markets. Our model is really about how we can provide tailored bespoke support that's deep to the needs of companies that are trying to do innovation in emerging markets. Launching a startup is already hard. In an emerging or developing market, it's even harder. So we're able to bring the kind of bespoke venture acceleration support that allows us to work very closely with the companies and offer them the kind of support they need at the right time. This means that we're on the ground with them. We deliver the knowledge and expertise through experts who are in the markets where these companies operate. And so now we can bring this program to expanding it into digital commerce, where we can leverage the power of the digital economy, the power of digital and doing commerce online, so that we can reach more consumers and businesses, especially in the informal sector, where they dominate in the markets where we work.
So what do you seek to achieve with this program?
So there are two things we're trying to achieve with this program. First, through, as we all have seen in the COVID pandemic, this has threatened the livelihoods of millions of people around the world. In the informal economy, this is estimated to have impact or threatened the livelihoods of 1.6 billion workers. And the program is focused in Ghana. The Ghanaian economy is characterized by informality. Most of the businesses, what you mentioned before, the micro, small, medium enterprises, they make up 92% of business and contribute about 70% to the GDP. So they're critical for the economy. And the smallest of those businesses, the micro enterprises, they're concentrated in the informal sector. And this is the part of the economy that's been really hard hit by the pandemic in particular. People are not able to physically go out and do their business, transact in commerce, and that means that their businesses and their incomes are affected. The informal economy is also where youth and women are, since there aren't many opportunities for formal employment. So there are populations that have been very much affected. And so we think that it's important to address the issues brought on by the COVID pandemic, to be able to leverage digital commerce in order to help people manage their livelihoods, potentially access more income, and build resilience by doing and engaging in the digital economy through digital commerce.
How significant an impact do you think this will have on individual organizations? Perhaps because I understand that the flexible grant capital is up to about $120,000. What impact will this have?
So the accelerator, as I mentioned earlier, I think we deliver outsized success because the model is really about understanding what these companies need at the stage that they're in and being able to offer the very tailored approach to helping them address the barriers or whatever they're facing as a challenge to the startup, especially making sure they have the right product market fit in the early stage. In this program, because we're focusing on digital commerce, we're also focusing on growth stage companies. We're really looking for companies that have the potential to scale. They've demonstrated traction. They have about probably 1,000 MSE customers already. So we want to help these companies be able to scale so that the Canadian e-commerce ecosystem at large can also grow.